The model race got weirdly honest this week. OpenAI's biggest move was not a model. It was the place agents run.
Yeah, that is the board shift. Codex on Friday mattered because OpenAI open-sourced the harness behind the app, the CLI, and the IDE extensions. That says, don't come to our chat box, put the loop inside your product.
Tyler, my week is currently one tab away from becoming a filing cabinet with anxiety. But this is exactly why model behavior exists. A normal launch recap misses that half the big moves are now about defaults, approvals, sandboxes, and who gets to be the agent's home screen.
And the pricing side makes that unavoidable. Claude Opus 5 is being framed as near frontier work at half Fable 5's price. Qwen 3.827b is sitting at 40 cents per million tokens. GPT 5.6 Tera is $2 in and $12 out.
Right.
So if the margin on raw quality is getting squeezed, the labs need some other lock-in. Not evil lock-in necessarily, just gravity. If your approvals, logs, tool calls, and recovery path live in one runtime, the model swap becomes less important than the place doing the work.
That's the part I'm excited about. Maybe too excited. Don't make the face. In episode 895, Codex looked like OpenAI saying the winning surface is GitHub, JetBrains, Cisco's App Builder, tax prep workflows, wherever the user already has context and consequences.
Yeah.
And I know your pushback from that episode was fair. A harness can reduce integration pain, or it can just relocate the weirdness into a more official-looking box. But from a product angle, letting teams control the interface and business logic is a real adoption wedge.
Pippa, I still think the abstraction gets overstated. Context management, tool use, sandboxing, approval flows, those are not tiny details you sprinkle on. But I also think this is one of the rare places where your product optimism is basically right. The reason is, APIDEX 1.1, yesterday, points the same direction from a totally different angle. 35 billion parameters is not the headline if the system is scaling environment diversity and coordination for verifiable long horizon work. The story is the execution harness, learning how to keep work grounded.
Mm-hmm.
That is very different from, hey, bigger brain, please solve the whole task. It is more like, give the agent many environments, make coordination explicit, and make success checkable enough that longer tasks don't turn into vibes with a progress bar.
Oh, interesting. And it lands right on our extremely glamorous 9-month obsession with boring control infrastructure. 100 brilliant agents. Defeated by one shared folder, except now everyone has discovered the folder and is trying to sell it with brushed aluminum edges. Claude Code cuts the same way too. Thursday's hazmat conversation was not really about Claude being clever in a terminal. It was about OS-level containment on macOS, session contracts, and recovery paths. Prompts are not authority boundaries. The boundary has to exist somewhere the agent cannot charm.
Exactly. And Microsoft is playing the adjacent training layer card with Agent Lightning 1.0 from August 17th. Open source reinforcement learning for agents. But the pitch is that developers do not have to change their code, tools, or environments. That's a very Microsoft-shaped move. Meet the installed base where it already is.
Okay. But is that them leading? Or is that them admitting everyone already has messy agent stacks? And the only product you can sell is duct tape that respects the mess.
Both. I mean, that's the whole point. If you are a cloud giant and you don't clearly own the best model every week, you can still own the path from prototype to trained, monitored, less chaotic workflow. That can be more durable than a one-week leaderboard lead.
I want a tiny cabinet labeled Harness Goblins. One goblin does approvals, one goblin does traces, one goblin says, absolutely not, you may not delete the repo.
Okay. The repo goblin is the only one I trust. But yes, that stupid cabinet is basically the competitive landscape now. Anthropic has the terminal agent and containment story. OpenAI has the open codex platform story. Microsoft has the training without rewrite story.
And Alibaba is squeezing from underneath with Qwen 3.827b on value, while the open weight crowd keeps making the closed labs justify their premium. Kimi K3 and GLM 5.3 tying at 60 on that index is not a toy signal.
Which brings us to your Z.AI clock. GLM 5.3 performance is verified, but the weights were still delayed until late August. Your episode 867 call comes due on August 28th.
I am not wriggling out of it. I still think downloadable GLM 5.3 weights land by Friday, not just API access or a pretty model card. If I'm wrong, I will accept one measured, annoying Cody-style eyebrow from you.
I still lean the other way. My checkable call is that by August 28th, Z.AI has not shipped broadly downloadable GLM 5.3 weights. Safety hardening or release packaging eats the clock.
Fine. The cabinet wins this week. If the harness goblins unionize by Friday, Tyler, I am blaming your eyebrow.